As I'm recording this for Sichos Musar in YU on Wednesday night, I was overcome with a certain thought over the course of today. I saw for the first time last night a beautiful Maharal in the 60th perek of his landmark Sefer Gevuras Hashem. And there the Maharal speaks about various reasons, ta'amim, for the Dalakosos. And in a beautiful pshat, the Maharal said that there are four different elements of shibud. The shibud of guf, the shibud hanefesh, there's the enslavement, the shibud of the tzura ha'adam, the essence of a person, the nature of a person, and there's also a shibud of the tzuras ha'klal, of the totality of a nation, the totality of Klal Yisrael. And each one of these Dal Lashonos represents a shichrur, a freeing from one of these aspects of Avdus. And I think about that line of the Maharal, the idea that Tzura HaKlal, something that the Maharal speaks about so often, the idea of the Klal Yehudi, the Nishmas Yisrael, that there's an entity called the Tzuras HaKlal. And thinking about that now as I'm speaking, I could be in my home. There are people in various places throughout the country, throughout the world, from the yeshiva, sitting in their own homes. But there's just that sense of the tzura of the klal that transcends homes, locations, geography, countries. There's the feeling of the klal of a yeshiva. There's the feeling of a klal of Klal Yisrael, of being part of a world. And what gratitude I feel, I'm sure many of you feel, for, again, for feeling so deeply that sense of a klal and of a community that goes so far beyond the guf and even beyond a person's specific neshama, but is a beautiful entity that breathes life into us as part of Bnei Yisrael and as members of the larger universe. Wednesday night is coined as Sichas Musar. It's hard for me to imagine giving Musar to the people listening. That at 10 o'clock at night, there's over 100 Talmidei HaYeshiva sitting by their computers, engaged in night seder, listening to Divrei Torah and Divrei Hisorus. It's hard for me to imagine giving Musar to Klal Yisrael, who responds to what's happened the last number of weeks. Tefillah, Tehillim, Torah, Achdus, Ashreichem Yisrael, how beautiful it is to be a part of that. But instead of giving Musar, I just want to maybe reflect on something that one might call a quandary, something that I found myself, if not struggling with, certainly grappling with the last number of days. And to share that sort of, I wouldn't say a turmoil, but that avoda with you, the Talmidei HaYeshiva, and all others who might be listening. I want to speak with you about what it means to be an Adam. Now, the word Adam is different than the word Ish. Ish, speaking about a man, physical man in this world. But Adam is something more than that. Adam is something that goes beyond just a sort of a human physical form. And Revolbi speaks so beautifully and at length, a little bit in Chelek Rishon in the Alei Shor, very extensively in Chelek Sheni, that what an Adam is the place of Tziruf. It's the Nekuda HaTziruf between the body and the soul, the physical and the spiritual, the eternal versus that which is fleeting. Adam implies the full complexity of what it means for us to be human. And therefore we see in many, many different places, I'll just mention very briefly, that the idea of the Tzura HaAdam is expressed and hinted to throughout Torah and throughout Chazal and throughout the Nevi'im. So for instance, the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, when it says, Adam ki yakriv mikem, and the Rishonim asks, why does it say Adam ki yakriv mikem, not Ish ki yakriv mikem or ki yakriv ish? And the Rishonim give different answers. Some answers is that the language of Adam is a reflection of Adama. Simplicity, humility, shiflus, a remembrance, the fact that this person perhaps was a chote, and that's why he has to bring a karban. Adam in his connection to Adama. And other Rishonim say, no, Adam harkens back to Adam Harishon. And just like Adam Harishon could only bring a karban from something that was not gezel, something that belonged to him, so too we as well. And therefore the word Adam harkens back to the very beginning of creation. Adam Harishon as the Orel Sha'olam, and we ourselves carry that with us as the very creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that duality, that's what an Adam is. The only person, to my knowledge, in all of Tanakh who's called a Ben Adam is Yecheskel. He's referred to as a Ben Adam in the beginning of the second parak and Sefer Yecheskel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu referred to Yecheskel as a Ben Adam. And Rashi, the Radak, and the other Rishonim, they say, why is Yecheskel? What does it mean, a Ben Adam? And the first Pshat of Rashi is that, can one imagine that among these malachim, in the very narrative of the Merkava, there exists a Yulud Isha, a human being, and therefore the Ben Adam is speaking about the greatness of Yecheskel and what he was able to accomplish. And Rashi says, I don't like that first Pshat. Maybe what Ben Adam means, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling Yecheskel that even though you were Mis'ale to the highest level of Romamus, you're only a Ben Adam. You're a physical man. You are mortal man. And therefore, don't think of yourself too highly. So therefore, Ben Adam in the first Pshat of Rashi is the godless Adam. Ben Adam in the second Pshat of Rashi is reminding man fundamentally of the shiflus Adam. It's an amazing Ramban towards the beginning of Sefer Bereishis. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Nasa Adam Bitzameinu Kidmuseinu, let us make man, so everybody knows the famous Pshat of Rashi and of the Medrash. But the Ramban said so beautifully that Nasa is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is turning to everything that was created prior to the creation of man and says, Nasa, let me, Kavyachol, take from everything in creation to form man, from air, from water, from physical matter, from the earth, from the animals, from the fish, from the chaya, and from me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Nasa Adam, let us make man as a likut, as a combination of all of that. The Gemara says in Brachos, again, showing what it means to be an Adam, so Amar Yehuda Marav, Yodea Hayu Bitzalel Litzareif Osios Shenivru Bahen Shemayim Aretz. Bitzalel knew how to be mitzarev, knew how to combine the osios, shenivru bohen shemayim v'aretz, the words, the letters through which both heaven and earth were created. Bitzalel somehow knew mystically, profoundly, cosmically, how to be mitzarev those letters together. And as a result, it was Bitzalel who was entrusted in building the Mishkan as a place which is a tziruf of Shemayim Va'aretz, which is a tziruf of the various elements. The person who was the paradigmatic Adam was responsible for creating the paradigm of the achashuv place for an Adam, the Mishkan, that again is the tziruf of Shemayim Va'aretz. And there's so much here about the nature, about the tzura of what an Adam is. And thinking about these Marmakomos and many others, so reflecting on a very famous letter of Rav Huttner, of how we do a disservice by making Anashim Gedolim more than an Adam, more than human beings. That the greatness of people like Rav Moshe Feinstein, or Yaakov Kamenetsky, and so many others, was that they exactly were an embodiment and identification of Tzura HaAdam. Real people, real challenges, real issues, real challenges in chinuch. But at the same time, people who obviously at the same time were children of Adam Harishon, children of the Orel Sha'olam, people that in somehow combined all of those elements. Not that they were beyond the Tzur HaAdam, but they perfected that idea, the Tzur HaAdam. And therefore, to be an Adam in its most magnificent sense is to be a person who is able to seamlessly bring together the very fundamental contradictions of what it means to live in this world. Now, over the course of the last couple of weeks, I found myself trying to find a comfortable space in the midst of contradictions, in the midst of dialectic, in the midst of exactly what it means to be an Adam, between Shemaim v'aretz, between something very mortal and very eternal, between something that's very transcendent, but at the same time very real and very grounded. And let me share with you just briefly where I have found four different areas of trying to be mitzaref, of trying to balance these two different, sometimes contradictory pieces of what it means to be an Adam. You know, the first, and not that's a contradiction, but it's certainly a challenge, is to be mitzaref, Adam as a social being, Adam as part of the klal in a very real and practical way. Our lives are so revolved around tefillah b'tzibur, simcha b'rabim, simchas chasen v'kala, being at funerals with people that we are close with or people in the community. People who thrive off of affection physically and emotionally with other people. To be that, it's a beautiful Maharal that appears towards the beginning of Perek Gimel and Pirkei Avos, that when Shnayim, when two people are learning together, the Mishnah says, Shechina Shorah Beinehem, there's actually Shechina that's there. As opposed to one person who's learning, the Mishnah says, Koveh Lo Schar, he still has reward, but the Shechina is not Shorah Beinehem. So the Maharal explains so beautifully that sort of the Shechina that man creates fundamentally is b'mitchaber, with another person, with other people, as part of a community, as part of a tzuras haklal, as we mentioned before. And how, on the one hand, we people that recognize the necessity of klal and of tzibur, at the same time, be able to function totally independently. Wherever a person is, solitary man, independent man, isolated man, wherever that person is, I will come to you and I will bless you. I will be a part of your enterprise, even as the Yachid. So how do people whose whole culture thrives or is based upon klal, but at the same time be able to thrive as a Yachid? That's quandary number one. Quandary number two is the conflict that one feels in regards to simcha. How does a person observe the world around them? In our own backyard, in our own shuls, in our own communities, the numbers of people suffering in the world. To feel that deeply, but at the same time to recognize that there's always a necessity of some type of internal simcha. The criticism of a person who doesn't have simcha, whether it's simcha in Torah, simcha in tefillah, simcha in life. Then how does a person live as a man of the Adama, a man of the world, a man of the universe, but at the same time be able to take a step back from that and still maybe internally feel a depth of simcha? How to feel, Baruch Hashem, I woke up this morning and I'm alive and I have lungs that function and a brain that functions. I have a capacity for love, to give love and to receive love. I have the ability to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How to feel connected to the world and at the same time still feel like a genuine simchas achayim, and to live between those two places of Adama, but also being Ben Adam Harishon. There's another conflict, again, perhaps very much connected to what I just spoke about a second ago. And it's the conflict, and this is something that I often feel as a rav of a shul, but probably we all feel this at points in our life, of how to truly be people who are nosibol mechaveiro, people that are really feeling the community, people that really feel suffering, really feel struggle, can really be oimed besoch hargosha shel ish acher, can really descend into the feelings of another person. What it must be like for children to stand at the funeral of a parent and to say Kaddish after not being able to be at a parent's bedside because the father was in quarantine, to really be yored lesoch, to really go into that place. But at the same time, just be able to function, be able to laugh, be able to get up and take care of daily necessities, daily pratios. How does a person live in both those places? Serve the world of nosibil mechaveiro, the world of empathy, but the world also of ubachar de bechayim, the world of chayecha kodem. How does that conflict between the Ben Adam Harishon, the Ben Orosh Olam, transcendent feeling beyond ourselves, at the same time to be an Isha Dhamma, a person who's grounded in our own reality, in our own life. And lastly, we mentioned the conflict between social versus private, the conflict between feeling tzar and simcha, the conflict between nosim chaveiro, but also just being able to live life at the same time. And lastly, and of course this is very complicated and should be addressed by people far greater than myself, but to live in a place where we can honestly ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu, what in the world is going on? We can feel in our humanity and in our realness an enormous sense of pain, an enormous sense of grief. There's even times that we see on Tisha B'Av that there's even the capacity of sort of challenging in a way what's going on. And how to be that, an Isha Dhamma, where we're allowed to give voice to challenges of faith that are very real challenges of faith. And at the same time be able to say, L'cha Hashem Hatzdaka, Tzidak Adin. We know that there is a picture that we don't see. We know that something that is beyond our vision. And at the same time that we look at the world and feel sometimes those challenges of faith, we also feel deeply the kol d'mamadaka. We feel deeply the sense that Kodesh Baruch Hu was with us. We feel deeply as we stand in our dining rooms or living rooms and we daven a few times a day, a gentle hand on our shoulders, the gentle feeling of faith, the gentle feeling of connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the knowledge of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence. And to live in both of those places, the Isha Dhamma, who's part of the world, who maybe even gives himself a few moments of challenge. And at the same time, the Orosh HaOlam, understanding and feeling HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kol d'mamma, gentle sounds of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence that come through the ra'ash, that come through the tornado, that come through the storm, that come through the darkness, to live in both places. And the godless Adam, when the Tzuras HaAdam is most poignantly felt, when that Tzuras HaAdam comes to its fullest expression, is when we're able to somehow live in both of those places. Our greatness lies in our ability to live in both of those places at once, Adama and Or, physicality and transcendence, questioned and faith, acceptance and humanity, social connection and independence, empathy, but still maintaining simcha, when we exist in that place of the Tzuras HaAdam, in the Nekuda between where all the contradictions lie, that's where the beauty of man very much is released. The beauty of man is most felt, is most migaleh in those moments. I was speaking to a friend who lives in the area, and I'll conclude with this. And he mentioned that his uncle or his wife's uncle was taken ill a couple of weeks ago with an infection not related to corona. They told him, don't come to the hospital. Eventually he got so sick he had to come to the hospital. And by then it was too late. But because he didn't have corona, he was able to have a last few moments with his 10 children because he wasn't quarantined. And each one stood around him with their families. And he asked the family that even though he himself was in pain and he knew he was already on his deathbed, to still have a feeling even during that of acceptance and of simcha for the life that he had. That is the Tzuras HaAdam par excellence. Living in the shadow of death, but still living with acceptance and with simcha. And when a person can live with the full expression of that Tzuras HaAdam, they can fulfill these beautiful words of Rav Volbi. Bezos aleinu lada'as, it is for us to know, Hamur hanitzchi hagonuz bi'adam, the eternal light which exists and is hidden ba'adam in every person, yotze velo heit b'shalheves, it emerges and it burns like a shalheves, Dafka ayyidei ichud kol chelkei ha'adam, specifically when we're able to be mitached, to bring together all these various pieces of our existence. Kishe yaskil ached gufo v'rucho b'avodaso, that in our avod and our life, to be mitzareif, the guf and the ruach, and every other piece of who we are, every other piece of our existence. Emir Hashem, during these times, as Rav Volbi said, we can be megale the meur hanitzchi haganuz biyadam. We can megale our own inner light, and Emir Hashem, that inner light can be mitzdareif with the ur haYeshua, with the ur haGeula, an ur of refuah, an ur that penetrates and permeates every person's home, that penetrates the sick beds of all Choli Yisrael and all Choli Olam, until Mir Hashem we can join together with that revealed Or Ganuz. We see the ultimate rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, the Or Sheolam. We should see those days soon and in our time. B'mehera v'yameinu. Amen. Thank you and good night.